Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the "no animals were harmed" message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. Coming to you once again from Flappers in Burbank, California. Right now I'm just doing my traditional rearranging of the stage. It's something I like to do here at Flappers because they like to, put things up here that I didn't expect. As you can see, we've got some water drinkers on the panel tonight, so there's plenty for them. But also, I like this table to be on the other side of this chair so that my guests can't see the answers to the questions. So I'm doing it myself, you guys. It's Saturday, August 17th, 2019, and I just need to see three or more name tags. One, oh, you guys have two right there. Three, boom, we're good. We've got enough name tags. Yeah, let me get my script out of the bag and see what I have to say today. It's a surprise to myself sometimes. Oh, dugouts. Dugout to everyone who attended the first ever Doug Benson Film Festival at the Alamo Draft House in Austin, Texas. Especially Caitlin, who did not want to watch A Return of the Living Dead Part 2, but watched it anyway. Because we surprised everybody we let them vote on which movie we're going to watch, and she wanted the vote to go another way, but she didn't leave. And also a dugout to our friends Bob Scratch Goldfarb and Dana Gould, who got into a car accident out there on the road, but they are fine. Don't panic, Chelsea. Just some broken ribs, but our thoughts are with them nonetheless. Let's look at the prize bag. I brought some stuff. I think you might like some of it. Other things, probably just throw out. For instance, a copy of Houston Magazine. I don't know if you'll read that, but there it is in the bag. A shirt from Baked Brothers in Tucson, Arizona. They gave me some shirts, so I'll give away some more of those. A Traverse City Film Festival hat. Some kettle chips. Avocado oil chili lime with circus infused. Citrus infused And then a game, this is hot off the presses, a new game, some sort of card game. I should learn more about it before giving one away, but it's called Unruly Bastards. Yeah, so that sounds intense. Get that wherever games are sold, I guess. All of that plus stuff brought by three regular guests who you know and love. Please, everybody, give it up for Jeff Garland, Jonah Ray, and Dan Van Kirk. Come on up here, guys. They're on their way. Here they are. Parking is difficult in Burbank. So is paying attention to when you're going to be introduced. It's hot out here, so people's heads get anywhere you like. Have a seat. Okay, tell the story on a microphone, please. No, you do. This is a podcast. But you're right. Everyone that's in the room can hear you.
Backstage with these fuckers.
He's backstage with these fuckers.
Yeah. I'm backstage, and I'm saying, they're ready for us. They're ready for us. And they're going, no, they're not. I go, let's go. Come on. So that's all I'm saying to you, these fuckers.
If anyone's ever heard you talk, then you know you're lying. That's the most bullshit thing. We were listening to you yammer on about who's a star in this town.
That's right. No, I was. You're gonna say, oh.
Yeah, you guys know. You know who is. Is my mic up?
Yeah.
Okay.
We were discussing who's an actual movie star.
Yeah, I mean it's a.
Oh yeah, you were there for the beginning of the conversation.
Yeah, people who listen to the show and attend it know that the guests tend to all just start talking to each other backstage and not know they've been introduced, and then I awkwardly wait for everybody to come out, and then we don't edit that part out because you know it's interesting.
Sometimes you go a bit long in the intro though, so we're never.
You never
really...
know, but it's usually not too long.
Yeah.
You know I can't wait to see you up here.
Yeah.
That's Jonah Ray, everybody.
Hello. Hi.
Dude, you have so many interesting things going on all the time. Whenever I, catch your social media.
My social meds?
Your social meds are all about, lately I've been seeing something about Weird Al Yankovic.
Yeah, I did an EP where I took Weird Al lyrics and just made my own songs with them. For an EP I call You Can't Call Me Al. I got a lot of free time. My career...
By the way, that is awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
That is awesome.
Yeah, and Weird Al approved?
He approved it. He mail ordered the record, so we had to send it to him.
He's the best dude ever.
He's the best dude.
He is the best dude ever.
On my birthday this year, he sent me an email. He said, I got my friend Donny Osmond to...
He sent me that too.
So
He sent me that too.
I had friends.
I swear to God.
Instead of Doug, obviously, he just keeps singing Jeff. Yeah. I love it.
But by the way, that video was amazing.
It's so good.
It's so good.
It's Donny Osmond dancing around. Also, Matt Bronger got one as well, and Bill Corbett got
one. You know, you don't
and
need to make me feel bad about my relationship with Weird Al.
I'm about to make my... It's like, and then I was like, well, oh, surely I'll have
one. Oh, you didn't get one?
Just like a keychain at an amusement park.
Right?
I did not get one.
Just like those license plates in stores.
Exactly.
Sometimes they don't have your name.
They never
have
my name.
Exotic name.
Yeah.
Like Jonah.
They have Jonas. I was like, fucking, what is this place? A Weezer fan? It's in the Bible. Well, the Old Testament. So we can all get behind
it. By the way, it is a great song.
It is a really good song.
Yes.
Yeah. But everyone calls me. Now it's like I go, my name's Jonah. And they go, Jonas? I go, no. No.
Jonah.
Yeah, Jonah. When I was a big kid.
How about this? I'll make you feel better. I know a guy named Jonas, and for the beginning part of knowing him, I only called him Jonah.
Oh, that's so great.
All right,
oh,
like
God,
it.
Yeah, fuck that kid.
Reverse, yeah. It's a guy.
What?
It's a man.
Yeah, just that guy, that
kid.
That, you know, that cat.
I'm a man.
I'm a man. I'm friends with other men.
I do have a good friend. He's 7. His name is Max.
Okay, I really wasn't paying attention, but I think even if I was, that was probably out of nowhere. Also joining us on stage is Daniel Van Kirk.
Hello. Hello. How's it going, buddy?
It is going great, my
How
friend.
Many podcasts do you have now?
Just
seven?
Two.
Oh, two. Okay, yeah. Two. Pen Pals and Dumb People Town.
Yep, Pen Pals is Rory Scovel and I reading letters that anyone can send to us. And then Dumb People Town is the Sklar brothers and myself doing three dumb news stories and riffing on it with a great guest.
What happened to Hindsight, that show about sexy butts?
It became problematic. Very problematic.
Why?
No, I'm joking. I would say I'm on a bit of a break from it right now, but it is a great show if anybody ever wants to go back and listen to it. Comics come on, they bring three photos from any chapter of their life, and we just talk about the context of their life when that photo was taken.
You know what I find fascinating? That yes. You actually got people to have photos of themselves.
Some people
Most
can't help it.
Everyone's photos are in a phone.
Well, that's how they it's on the phone. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. My mistake for mistaking.
Every once in a while, you'll get a glossy, and that is a special moment. But usually, it is just phone.
A glossy? What are you, a 1950s agent?
Yeah,
I'm working on it.
Favorite, come down to the office.
Bring a glossy.
Bring your glossy.
Bring your glossy. Bring a stick.
I'll see what I can do.
We're gonna do a mailing.
Bring your glossy.
And that's the master of a million voices, Jeff Garland!
Yes. Doug, it is so exciting that I'm here. I came to downtown Burbank to be a guest on Doug Loves Movies, part of the Burbank Comedy Festival, which America's always talking about.
Yeah. There's a buzz out there on the street about this comedy festival.
It's
just right outside this street.
It's probably the hottest, I mean, the best comedy festival in downtown Burbank.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. There's 14 others. It's so weird.
Yeah. I was in the mall going, wow, this place is crowded. They must all be here for the comedy festival.
Everyone walking around with their comedy festival credentials.
Yeah, yeah. Food court was crazy.
Man,
yeah.
Well, if you hear this before the weekend is out, I don't know if you will or not, but please come check out Flappers and their festival.
But come to Flappers, period. It's a great room.
You have a show coming up here.
I walked by
your glossy on the wall.
My glossy, yeah. Which my agent put up. I sent your glossy to Flappers to promote your shows at Flappers.
You tell me if William Morris is out here putting up photos.
Yeah. Just I do it.
It's just me and the wheat paste.
I'm here on August 31st.
What is?
Me.
Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, I'm closing out the month of August here.
You're the comedy. That's how you look at it, that everybody previous to you opened for you for the entire month, and you're finally closing out.
You're the closer. Yes. You're the calendar closer.
Yeah, Flapper says we got the last day of the month for you. We held it.
That's quite an honor. I didn't know that it worked that way.
Yeah.
But
do you guys ever use the word dabble?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could dabble in this, dabble in that. Yeah.
But do you use it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't.
You don't.
You just did.
I just dabbled.
But not in
dabble,
context. Yeah.
But I don't really use dabble. I was just.
What do you say instead if you're just trying something out?
Cock.
I cock in that.
Yeah. I cock in that. All right, Doug, go ahead with your show.
Okay, thank you, Jeff. I love how he always throws it back to me.
I do. And you're the man.
Yeah.
It's you who loves
my
movies.
Show. But it's almost like you're like, let's go back to Doug in the studio. You're the field reporter on the other side of the city.
Let's go back to Doug in the studio.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, hey. Jeff. Thanks, Jeff.
Yeah.
Looks hot out there.
Well, it's downtown Burbank.
Yeah. Well, get back to us when there's more.
Okay.
Prize bag. Let's talk about it. Jonah's got a bag.
I got a bag.
What's in it?
I have some records that I put out. This is Matt Dwyer's record, Inside Looking Out, on my label. It's on the A side. He did a set of stand up that is great, and it's also he did it in the bar that he used to bartend at downtown, Bar 107. So he basically did a shift, and then he went up on stage and we recorded it. And then the B side is like awesome.
Matt
like
Dwyer, I've known since he's 14 years old.
He was like an old Second City guy in Chicago, right?
No, I met him. He was a 14 year old kid hanging around Chicago.
Did you hate him?
I loved him. Always loved him. He's a great
You started
guy.
Out in the box office, right?
Who did?
You.
Yeah, me and Steve Colbert.
Yeah, he tells a story where you would just clear all the lines. You would hang up on every single person wanting to come to the show.
Because I shouldn't be allowed to work in a box office.
I also have the 7-inch I put out of Paige Weldon, one of my favorite stand-ups. This is her EP, Uncomfortable at Best. I put that out on a special thing. And
wait a minute, hold on, you have your own label?
I got my own little label.
You do?
Yeah, I hate money. And then I got a pen that my wife designed from Good Good Pens. It's a little, it's a derpy looking cat with some flowers. So that's some stuff. Huh?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, that's perfect.
That's good merch.
Yeah. Here, let me put it all back in the bag for you.
Thank you, please.
DVK, what do you got?
I have, okay, so I made sure it worked, but it's all here.
That's a cat.
I know. Arclight here in Los Angeles does things, promotions every once in a while with their Instagram, where if you can say how excited you are to see a movie, they'll send you a fan pack of all their stuff. So I pretended to be way into Littlefoot or Smallfoot, whatever it's called. You get the game. You get the Smallfoot game.
Is that the Zach Galifianakis one?
Yes.
No.
I don't know.
No, he's at...
Oh yeah, he's the one with Wolverine.
Man. No, he's like a prehistoric.
No, Hugh Jackman's
man.
One of the voices as well.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the Yeti or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. There's a very small T-shirt in here as well for it. So I've also won
surely
the
prize
pack.
Man is just doing this for his son.
Oh, no, I was excited for
what
the
I
enthusiasm.
Love is that you've kept this.
Yeah, for this moment. For this moment.
I have stuff in my garage too.
So you'll get it. And then I think I put it somewhere. I don't know where it is.
Well, Jeff, you know you were inspiration for this part of my show because you used to do the combo platter and you don't
give
the show by
stuff.
Bringing crap from home and just handing it out to audience members.
Yes, yeah, that's
and I was like, oh, we should do that on my show.
I still do it, by the way.
Of course.
Okay, and then from when I did shows at Team Cocoa House from San Diego, there is like a battery pack for your phone or other electronic devices.
Well, that's probably the thing that'll work the most. That's
oh, yeah, 100%.
Who gives a shit about the other things?
Oops.
Hey, give your nephew crap for this Christmas.
Yeah, so some lucky winners today... I'm hoping isn't going to be riding the bus or something.
It's a fun game. It's like Hunger Younger Hippos.
Stuff to carry around.
And I went into my storage, my garage.
Mm-hmm. This is beautiful.
And this is a brand new I Want Someone to Eat Cheese With DVD, and I got it signed by me.
How'd you pull that off?
I waited outside my house for me to leave. You can't open it, Doug. It's sealed. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Did your agent facilitate this?
Yeah, he saw me. Goes, look, I got these cheese DVDs sitting in the office. We gotta get rid of them. You got this Doug Benson Burbank Festival thing, and I know he likes Hazarai. Give him a DVD. People love DVDs. It's the wave of the future.
All right, that's the prize bag.
You forgot to throw it back to Doug at the end of that.
Oh, hold on. Doug, back to you.
Thank you. Jonah.
Douglas.
I got a really serious question for you. Mm-hmm. What was the last movie you saw?
The last movie?
In a theater? Because you have to have that shit.
It could be in any format because we're all on the go these days.
Yeah.
Well, the last movie I watched, I finally got around to it. Wasn't expecting to like it as much as I did, but it was on TV. It started, so I just kept on watching it, and I'm surprised how much I loved it. Beach Bum. I fucking love
Beach
Bum.
Oh, the McConaughey thing.
The Harmony Korine
really?
Movie, Beach Bum. Like, I was like, I'll see this bullshit. I didn't like Gummo, and I'm finally okay saying that out loud.
By the way, movie star.
Yes. McConaughey.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah,
my
yes.
God. Big bowl of
he's
movie
great
star.
In it. So did anyone see?
He's a freak of nature.
He's so good.
Just watch
in
a
everything.
Lincoln commercial.
Sahara?
Yeah,
that's all
come
you need
on.
To see. You want to see if he's a movie star or not, just put other people in that trick car.
Failure to launch.
That voice, and you're changing the channel. How many times
how to
Matthew
lose
McConaughey
a guy?
Comes on in the Lincoln commercial, and you're like, I'm going to watch this whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
I bought
it's
a
Matthew
Lincoln.
McConaughey. I'm in.
Well, right now people are even like, "There's that movie. Is it Serenity or something like that?" Where everyone's going like, "This movie is trash, but you got to see it. It's a McConaughey."
Yeah, got to. He's magic. Same with Nick Cage.
Nick Cage in anything.
Anything. Yeah.
Yeah, but
did you see Mandy?
I wrote it, but I did not see it.
Back to you.
But
Doug.
I will see it, by the way. That is a purchase on iTunes coming up very soon. I'm not even going to wait for it to get to Netflix. I'm fucking buying that motherfucker. I might not even rent it. I might buy it for constant enjoyment.
Mandy?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's on Shudder right now.
Yeah, my favorite part is when Nicolas Cage says to Mandy, the title character.
Titular character.
Titular. He says, knock, knock. She goes, who's there? And he goes, Eric Estrada. she goes, Eric Estrada, who? And he goes, Eric Estrada from Chips.
Can I just tell you something? That alone is worth a purchase.
Yeah.
That alone, and you watch it over and over and over again until you're beaming. You're so fucking happy, you can't even fucking move. You don't even need weed when you just watch a segment.
Okay, all right, settle down. Like, calm down here.
Did you see?
Knock,
did you see?
Knock, who's there? Eric Estrada. Eric Estrada from Chips. That is as awesome as. Boy, I gotta tell you, have they ever done a movie together, McConaughey and Nick Cage?
Oh, shit. I don't think so.
That's by the way. Not in a sexual way, but I would masturbate out of excitement.
You know what?
I would masturbate out of excitement.
I'd come for the rest of my life if you add in Sam Rockwell and make that a trio.
Oh, yeah. Good Night Nurse.
Yeah.
That's what they'd call it.
Yeah.
That's the name of the movie, Good Night Nurse. Yeah. It's basically a remake of The Disorderlies.
Back to you, Doug.
Back to you, Dan.
Oh.
The same question I just asked Jonah. What was the last movie you saw?
The last movie I saw, but I would like to mention two, because I recently watched it. But the last one I saw was Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark.
Oh, how was that?
I enjoyed it. You could really see how Guillermo del Toro elevated it, but beyond what it could have been. And it was enjoyable. I liked it
a lot. So he elevated it beyond words on a page?
You know when you crazy. See like, you know when you see like PG-13 horror?
Yeah.
And you're like, okay. And then you're like, oh, wow, that... He can make that.
Made it scary, but still kids can check
it out. Yes. Yeah.
I'm definitely very, very check good. That out.
The best PG-13 horror movie is, and tell me if this one's better or equal, Drag Me to Hell.
Ooh, I love that.
Oh, my granddaughter.
Ooh. That's close. That's really, really, really close.
Drag Me to Hell.
Okay,
great.
Good. So that gets me excited because Drag Me to Hell is one of the few PG-13s that I found genuinely scary. Usually, once you've got that PG-13, there's no bloodshed, and that really kind of hurts when you're trying to.
They do
people.
Some very creative stuff with.
I'm
not
sure they do.
That.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
If I really can, I didn't know this until you got here today. A movie I just watched on VHS is the early, I think, 1983 classic Spring Break.
Oh,
where
dear God.
I don't even know if you're credited, but you were in the belly flop competition.
Yeah, I play crazy.
And you like chug a beer and then crush it on your head.
And shoot a moon.
Yes, you do.
At 19 years old.
You were so good.
But you know
I'm watching, I'm like, is that Jeff?
I kept on going up to the director, Sean Cunningham, Friday the 13th. Kept on going to the director and the writer, write me lines. Write me lines. Kept on saying,
what was your name, like Crusher or
gut
something?
Gut, crazy gut gut.
Yes.
But the joke of it is, years later, it comes out on DVD.
There's no way that's on DVD.
It's on DVD.
Wave of the future.
Wait. And who do you think they talk about on the back of the box?
You.
The extra.
Of course.
Me.
Oh, yeah. My God.
It just cracked me up. I'm begging them, yet I'm the only one who had a career.
It's a great slice of early 80s.
Oh, it's a great slice.
Yes.
It's not equivalent to Nick Cage doing Eric Estrada, but it's a big bowl of delightful.
I would recommend it. I recommend people watch it.
In terms of my repertoire, I feel like you should watch like Curb or Wall-E, something of substance,
sure.
Or dive the other direction.
Spring Break.
Don't watch the shit in the middle. I did a lot of shit in the middle, but fuck, Spring Break.
Is that your first credit?
That was my first movie, yeah.
Wow.
Actually, no. Yes, my second movie, which I walked off of, Scarface.
No.
It was with Al Pacino, yes.
Because you thought it was too violent and didn't treat women right?
No, this is a true story.
Were you living in Florida?
Yeah, I was living in South Florida. I'm from Chicago, but I was living in South Florida as a teenager. And I hadn't started my stand-up career yet. And there were two movies. So, crappy agent in Florida, you had to pay them $50
for
a year.
Per glossy.
Yeah, per glossy.
Yeah.
I'll take your glossy and I'll take no check cash only.
So it was an annual fee agent.
Yes.
Okay.
Who told me I had a part. I flew home. I was visiting my uncle in Washington, D.C. I flew home because I had a, quote, part in Spring Break. Find out I'm an extra.
They featured, upgraded me though.
Yes, I was called special extra, by the way. Then I get a call from the agent going, I got you a better part. And I go, really? He goes, yeah. And I was in Scarface. By the way, I was so young, I don't know these things. I didn't realize no one told me what my part was. I knew nothing. And I go down to Miami Beach to go be in Scarface. And then I find out I'm an extra. And I found out when I was standing around the extras, when they're doing, they're about to get their vouchers.
Yeah.
And I go, oh, fuck this. And one guy sees me, and a friend goes, what's wrong with you? And I go, I'm not a stupid fucking extra. Jesus. I'm going to be a star. Go fuck yourself.
Whoa, we'll hear more stories like that in just a minute. Back to you, Doug. Yeah.
I really was like, I was mad because he was like getting angry at it towards me. I'm like, fuck you. You be an extra, you fucker. So I left. I walked off the set.
And did you ever become a star?
No. Oh. No, because according to my calculations, yes. I'm
Garland.
I'm a comedian of some notoriety. That's how I would describe myself. Hey, Doug, do you have a question for me?
You're the top Garland, I would think.
Oh, yeah. In the industry.
You know, not, phonetically, oh, by the way, not phonetically.
Not phonetically, because Judy is much more. By the way, you have a question for me?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, I thought it was what movie, the last movie you saw.
No, I just asked the first two people, and then we move on.
Okay. By the way, I'm good with that. Any direction you want to go, I'm fucking good with, man. I'm honored to be near you, Doug Benson, and I'm happy to be on your show. I have no attitude like I did on Scarface. That was a 19-year-old
kid. Yeah, you're
kid
not even getting 50 bucks here.
I don't want anything.
You had to bring me something.
Yeah, I want nothing from you. I'm honored to be near you.
What was the last movie you saw?
Well, unfortunately, the last movie I saw was the most recent Avengers, which came out of my Apple TV, and it was really, really... If you enjoy exposition that makes no sense, it's fantastic. Mm. If you enjoy exposition that makes sense, there's something wrong with you. Exposition in general, too much of it. And a lot of location
didn't,
shots.
Didn't Avengers Endgame have 20-some movies of
of
exposition?
Many, so much fucking exposition. And none of it. If you fall down there and you die, we'll get one of the jewels back. Why? Don't ask. And then I got to tell you, when I watch these movies... Every one of these superheroes seems to forget their mask when they go into fight. Certain characters who had masks at one time or helmets, they disappear in these movies so we can see the movie stars' faces. I fucking hate... I have collected comic books, Marvel specifically, since I'm a little boy. And outside of Deadpool, I hate every one of these fucking movies. One is worse than the fucking next. And then they manipulate you and they're slow dancing at the end. I didn't like it. And my review is Spring Break 10, yes. Avengers yes. 1. And by the way, fuck that movie. Fuck them and fuck them good. Fuck them so hard, those fuckheads. It's a corporate piece of shit.
That you work for.
I do work for them. I work for them. But I ain't shilling for the men.
There you go.
By the way,
you tell them. You're the Shepard Smith of ABC and Disney Productions.
That's right. I'm the Shepard Smith. This is wrong. This is wrong. Someone has to say it. And I'm here to say, fuck that. But I want to give props.
I can't wait till tomorrow. Doug, could you edit out that part where I just talked to my $50
nope.
a year
Doug,
agent?
Doug, could you raise my volume? That's what I want you to do in post. Raise my volume that what they're doing is bad for humanity. The fucking Avengers movie is bad for humanity.
That's I just saw. Well, first of all, they save humanity. But I
No.
I watched
fiction. In terms of reality, they're only hurting humanity.
There was a study done about the carbon footprint of making that movie.
Oh, by the way, holy shit!
Sorry, you look Doug. At the Doug, you know what? That's on me. That one's on me.
You look at the credits.
You did this, Dan.
You look at the credits. There are way too many people. It's like, what did you work on? Well, a bunch of us got together and made a pile of shit. A pile of shit.
I bet you that movie created 5,500 jobs.
Yes,
but what
shit.
It did to the environment, the carbon footprint, very
God,
deep.
Big bowl of wrong. It's wrong, but emotionally.
I would love to work
America,
for ABC.
Emotionally, well, you can.
I feel like you felt the same way about Avatar and Titanic.
Nope.
Really, you think those are better
than Avengers? Hell yes,
Jeff.
Well, because guess what, Jeff?
And by the way, I didn't
Avengers is the top grossing movie of all time.
Yes, that shows that a lot of retarded people live in America. That we have the mentally challenged. And also,
I so rarely edit stuff
by
out of
way,
this show.
By the way, they're hypnotizing you. They are hypnotizing you to come to the theater. Oh, boo-hoo. Robert Downey died. You know why?
Spoiler alert.
Because he's a movie star. He's a movie star who doesn't want to do this shit anymore. And he's like, fuck it.
can kill me. I've gotten rich. I don't need this shit.
Harrison Ford.
And why was Aunt May at Iron Man's funeral? What the fuck were they doing together? I know he was close with Spider-Man, but I don't get it.
I'm going to go back to you, Doug. Let's go back to you, Doug, in the studio.
I don't get it.
It's hot out there.
It is. There's a lot of heat.
I want to know why Chris Martin and Apple were at the funeral.
By the way, that would have made me really happy.
Yeah, right.
If those
well,
two
she was. Have... Gwyneth was there.
And by the way, that one shot of the ladies, like the where the lady action heroes, yeah. and they're going to do damage. Mm-hmm. Fuck that. You know what? That is so condescending and bullshit. It's like a female James Bond. What the fuck? You know what?
Did that happen?
It's supposedly happening to a degree. But here, let me tell you something.
It's called Atomic Bomb.
They're having a woman write it.
No, but by the way, that I like. But also, let me just
say keep her off screen.
But no, keep her on. But let me explain.
You think it's pandering?
Let me explain. So you have billions of dollars. You've been making these James Bond movies. If you really want to do something where you give a black woman power, create a character for her and let her star in a bunch of fucking movies and go, we're going to put all the advertising behind it and she's going to be the fucking next action star. Or put her next to James Bond. And don't suddenly make James Bond. By the way, I don't care about skin color. All good with that. But what the fuck? No, I'm... Why would I give a shit about that? That's racist. I'm not racist.
No, I believe you.
And I'm pro-women, but let's empower them with the fucking money you have and not go, oh, James Bond, who's done 40 movies, doesn't exist anymore, and now he's a lady who fucks other women? What the fuck's going on? I don't like it. I like when people do noble things and not sell out. I mean, it's so noble. Why isn't there fucking also... Okay, that one James Bond movie with Pierce Brosnan with the...
Goldeneye?
Brosnan?
Yeah, Brosnan. The action... I did a movie with him. He's very nice. But the action... the karate lady... What was her name?
What?
I don't know.
Movies with him. She like did like all
oh,
sorts
yeah,
of,
yeah.
And I'm like, fuck you. And I'm watching the movie going, give this motherfucker a movie. She's fucking great. No, they're fucking pussies. They'll just fucking pander.
All right, we I have really time for one round of Last Man Standing.
Yeah, I should have...
Last Man Standing? No.
I should have trusted my instincts down that and not asked Jeff that question.
Oh, yeah, game Last Man Standing? Okay, got it.
Just think of all the trouble we would have avoided if I didn't ask Jeff that question.
What about the Avengers?
I didn't ask you about the Avengers.
Oh, I don't even remember.
I said,
by the way,
I said what was
here,
the last
piece of shit movie? That's your impression, Doug, really? That's your impression? That's how articulate you think I am. Let me, you know what? For the next
I think
you
were very articulate in the way I did
hold
it.
Hold on. For the next 2 minutes, I'm going to be your character of me.
Okay.
No matter what you ask, no matter what happens, I'm going to be your character of me. But I want to make an announcement before I do.
My version
the
of you
here
doesn't talk much.
Delicious. It's a weird comedy club. Food here is good. Order it. Okay, go ahead.
What?
The food at Flappers is great.
Yeah, it's good. But why the need to say that?
I just felt like people should be eating.
Yeah, so, you guys, why aren't you getting more flappetizers?
By the way, if they called them flappetizers, I wouldn't have promoted them. See, that's the thing. They give.
I would think you'd like silly names. Don't you get a moon over my hammy whenever you go to?
No, I don't, Doug. I do not. I don't do moon over my hammy. I don't do that.
I can't believe we finally got a talking dog on this show.
That was a very good
By
dog
the way,
doing
I,
you.
It would be
you.
Great for a talking dog, but I only do Pixar movies. Thank you.
Hey, listen, Buttercup.
That's right. Butterfucking.
What is that? I haven't seen Toy Story 4 yet.
I have not seen it either. I was out of town.
But you
during...
still know what the character was, though,
yeah,
right?
I recorded it, yes. It's Buttercup, the unicorn.
What is? Oh, it's a unicorn?
Yeah, yeah.
Can you do a? Can you give us a line how you spoke in it?
Hey, I'm Buttercup.
Toy Story 4. Toy Story 4.
That's Toy Story 3.
Did I? Oh, Daniel's got a point.
That line is from Toy Story 3.
Damn it.
Because Woody, I have to introduce myself.
Oh, okay.
To Woody, I say, hi, I'm Buttercup. But I use my own voice. Yeah.
I'm glad Buttercup doesn't turn out to be like that that bear that turned out to be evil.
Oh, in Toy Story 3, that was really sad.
I can't go back to part 3 when 4 is out?
I don't know.
I think once 4 comes out, 1 through 3 are safe.
I played a practical joke on the makeup lady in Toy Story 3. And you say makeup lady, I know it was an animated thing. But we had a press day where they did a screening and then the press interviewed us. So she's working on me and I go, she goes, what'd you think of the movie? Because they had screened it for us. And I said, well, it's, you know, it's kind of sad. She's like, what are you talking about? I go, well, all the characters die except for the new one. She goes, what are you talking about? Yeah, they're all going down a garbage chute and they all burn. And then Don Rickles walks in to go through makeup next, and I knew how to do it. I go, Don, pretty sad what happens. He goes, that was tension-filled, that garbage scene. He goes, I know. It was so stressful. And so this woman's like, oh, my God, they killed Toy Story characters. I never corrected it. So I'm guessing if she ever went to see the movie at that point, she thought, oh, here's where they all die. But they don't, because it's a Pixar movie. Yeah.
Doug loves asking regretful questions.
By the way,
that was a great answer, though. That was a great answer.
Thanks, pal. And by the way, that's a great name for a show. Anything that says Doug in it means you're there, and I fucking love it. That's
Doug
fucking
Benson.
I love Doug.
Did I just sink a putt?
Yeah.
That was so cute. All right, so that we got through that question, and I'm afraid of what the can of worms this next question is going to open, but I've been having so much fun with it lately. Does anyone on the panel have an impression that if you do it, it'll help me to learn how to do it? I'm trying to build up my impressions repertoire.
You're not good at impressions.
Exactly.
I know,
but,
so no.
But once somebody gives you the secret, once they unlock the secret, then I can be good. Check out this Jennifer Coolidge that I learned.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
No.
That sounded more like Owen Wilson.
Talking like Jennifer Coolidge. Like I would go, you sound like Jennifer Coolidge.
That's it.
No.
No, I kind of had more of an Owen Wilson vibe to it.
Oh, yeah. No, see, that'll help me to do Owen Wilson.
There you go. Try
again. Oh, wow. What's going on?
Yeah, dude.
Hey, Marley, get over here.
Marley, get up.
Right, yeah, I got one
so
for
give
you.
Me one,
you, know,
yeah.
You know what it is.
I do?
Yeah, Adam West.
Oh, yeah. Jeff's going. Adam West is... you must have loved Nick Cage in...
loved it. Yes.
Kick-Ass?
By the way, you could actually do this. You must love Nick Cage in... Blank,
any movie.
And I just go, yes.
But that he chose the Adam West voice for whenever he was in his
but
superhero
it was Nick
costume.
Cage's Adam West.
Yeah.
It wasn't even fucking
it's
Adam West.
It's not as spot on as yours.
No, mine is an impression. His was, I'm Nick Cage, and I will channel Adam West through me because I'm fucking Nick Cage. I'm Jeff Garland. I got to do Adam West. There's a difference between us. He's a big fucking star, that fucking Nick Cage.
Cage.
Right. He could.
Yeah.
He could.
Yeah. All right, so give it to us.
It appears to me that the Joker, Riddler, and the Catwoman have escaped. So help me. If you've harmed Aunt Harriet, you will... Quick, boy, old chum.
All right, Doug, now you.
That is a smattering, by the way, if there ever was one.
Yeah, that was super smattery, but I just feel like it's aging
twice.
Out. Like the younger audiences don't know.
I did Adam West for him twice. Once was years ago at Evening at the Improv.
And the second time was on his deathbed?
Hold on. You're close.
His
first
death
time
sofa.
Was back in the days of Evening at the Improv.
His death cave.
He saw me do it, and he came, and I heard this voice come up behind me. You are very talented. Good luck to you. Really, good luck. And then the second time was a week before he died. I was on a radio show with him, and I did it, and then he went like this. That is the worst impression of me I have ever heard in my life. So, yes, close to a deathbed. Well, that's not you supporting me right now, Doug, your silence. As much as I'm enthusiastic about you, you know what, Doug? I'm never coming on your show again. I've just decided that
it's
you're
always
not,
happens.
You're not
a roller coaster.
It happens every time.
No, you're not. That doesn't happen every time. I'm happy.
I've never asked you this, Doug. Do you think you can do a Wahlberg?
Look good, feel good?
Ooh, that's pretty good.
Can you do Sheena Easton backstage before a show?
Look good, feel good.
Yes.
That's what she does.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to know the one word, though, I would tell you how to do a perfect Wahlberg?
Oh, there's one word?
It's just... What?
That's good.
That's all you...
That's
what?
Good.
What?
That's I always good. Like doing him in The Happening, you know, like...
That's where
it's the trees. Yeah. It must be the trees. Okay, so... What's, Jonah, do you have one?
I kind of, for kicks in my car by myself, I do Norm MacDonald. And I do Norm MacDonald. This is Norm MacDonald. He's like, what'd I do if I had a time machine? I'd go back in time and handle that Mussolini fella, that's for sure. I get a wiener dog, get off me there, wiener dog. Yeah.
That's really good.
It's very good.
Is that Norm MacDonald?
Yeah.
That's good, yeah.
What's Ferris Bueller's name?
Barnaby Jones?
No.
Matthew Broderick.
Matthew Broderick.
I almost said Ferris Bueller.
Yeah, Ferris Bueller's... Matthew Broderick in Better Things, the Pamela Allen show, like he does a one-word impression of John Lithgow, and he just goes, butterfly!
Oh, I get it.
And it's fucking great. That wasn't good, but it was as good as Ferris Bueller's.
There you go.
Yeah.
See, the Doug goes fucking silent on you. He's like, oh, I'm going to judge him. He just judged you with
yeah,
that
he
silence.
Did. It sucks.
And it's not right.
It didn't feel good,
it's
Jeff.
It's not supportive.
Thanks for sticking up for
it's
me.
It's not yes and. So fuck you, Doug Benson,
yeah.
And all your many podcasts.
If I yes and, we'll never get to anything.
Just say
way, I'm here to. I'm the one
on.
You keep saying, Doug, let's
hold
go.
On.
Let's go.
Hold on, I disagree. In terms of Jonah, you're wrong. Jonah knows when to stop. I do not. That's true.
Well, you
going.
Do know that you are here today. So
yes, now I've just learned.
So yes,
I've
so learned, my job today is to keep it moving.
It's just hitting me now that I'm here today.
Yeah, yeah. Here, let's try that.
I'm here at Flappers.
Yeah.
In the belly of Burbank.
Butterfly. Good one, Jonah. Doug, keep going.
No, back to you, Doug.
Turn it off, Bert. Let the games begin. Folks have made some name tags. Some are better than others, and there's not a ton of them, but there are some, and that's the important thing. So each of my guests just go select a name tag of the person you like to play for and bring it back to your seat, and while you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back.
Hey, mother effers. Want to see me or this show live and in person? I'll be taping at Doug Loves Movies next Saturday, August 24th at Goodnight's in Raleigh, North Carolina at 4:20. Doug Loves Movies is back at UCB Franklin in Los Angeles on Tuesday, August 27th at 8 o'clock. I'm doing stand-up at CB Live in North Phoenix on Saturday, August 31st at 4:20. And I'll be at Comedy Works in Denver on Sunday, September 1st at 7 p.m. Come on down and meet and possibly smoke with Rasta Jeff. For all my dates and deets, go to DougLovesMovies.com. That's DougLovesMovies.com. Yeah, caca, wallet. Shh. Back to the show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We're back!
Butterfly!
Who are you... Who are you playing on behalf of, Jonah?
I'm playing on behalf of someone, I guess, named Chris. This seems really offensive. This seems like a terrible thing to make light of. The movie Mississippi Burning, it caught my eye. It says Chrississippi Burning, and it has you and Dave Foley and a giant, one of those cross joints from, what is the movie? Pineapple Express. Not a fan. But it has the thing, and it's like, and you did it based off of the movie Mississippi Burning. Have you seen Mississippi Burning? Or did you know that there's just a movie that has burning in the title?
Right. Because for those at home, the cross joint is overlaying the burning cross from the movie. Want everybody to be equally
it's
offended.
Really good. It's really good.
You know what? But who am I? I took it to mine for laughs.
Yeah, it worked.
Maybe I'm the problem. No, I can't be it.
Dan, what do you got?
I got Locke, Scott, and two smoking barrels.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a nice one.
I like it.
Yeah, good artwork on that.
Thanks, Scott.
You're thanking him?
Mm-hmm. You're
welcome. But now you have to thank Dan for picking it.
No, thanks, Dan. Yep.
Thanks, Dan.
Oh, thank you.
You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Jeff?
I have Spider-Man 1.2 Miles from Home. Are you CC? That's Cece Ellis, who I picked her because she was the closest to where I'm sitting.
Nice.
And 1.2 feet away from you.
Yeah. Are you 1.2 miles from home right now?
Yes.
Hell yeah, that is dedication.
They didn't fill it out until they read their odometer and they arrived. And then they're like, okay, let's be accurate, otherwise they're not going to pick us. And it turned out to be true.
So you're only 1.2 miles away from me. It must have been hard getting in here. It must have taken a while with all that comedy festival traffic.
Yeah.
Coming into town down Burbank.
Can I tell you something, Jonah? That comedy festival traffic, we as Californians, Southern Californians, we just, every year, we just dread it when it happens.
Oh, God.
But you just got to go with the flow, Jonah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're a local. Got to go with the flow.
You just got to go with it. It's right like, you know, people of Boston deal with South by Southwest traffic just the same way we deal with Burbank Comedy Festival traffic.
That's the best joke of the night. The people of Boston dealing with South by West, South by Southwest.
I don't think you heard it.
That's a great joke. That is a great joke, the same way Burbank deals with the comedy festival. That's awesome. Yeah. That's really funny.
I'm just going to answer some emails over here. Yeah.
Back to you, Doug.
No.
How come you guys didn't celebrate with Jeff? Jeff's the only one on my side.
I'm on, going to be honest with you, I'm on everybody's side. And when I say that...
You mean the Nazis too?
And the Avengers?
By the way, I enjoy a good Nazi movie better than the fucking Avengers, as long as the Nazis lose.
Oh, okay. So,
don't care.
Like Raiders of the Lost Ark?
Pro. Let's go, Raiders of the Lost Ark. I would rather watch Raiders of the Lost Ark in a lady's bikini 25 times more than the Avengers one time in comfy pajamas with the perfect temperature and a nice pizza. And I am not. I have never. And
you clearly have a very white-hot hatred for what is a perfectly fine movie.
Really
that is the number one movie of all time.
Do you really think
not that that makes it a great movie. I didn't like Avatar. That's why I asked you.
A lot of people hated Titanic. I'm not saying I loved Avatar or loved... What was the other movie you mentioned?
Titanic.
Titanic. Yeah. I've never even seen Titanic. But let me just tell you something. I've never seen a Michael Bay movie. I've announced that before when I appear places.
You figured out that you hate them without having seen any of them?
Well, I saw Avatar. It was okay.
That's not a Michael Bay movie.
It didn't make me... No, I know that, but I'm just saying... Avatar,
you're just saying what?
Avatar didn't make me angry. The Avengers made me angry.
Yeah,
so it did pull emotion out of me. That way, by the way, that would be the line. It did. I could say that. Anger.
Jeff, so they're moving into the next phase of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. There's going to be a lot of movies coming out, a lot of TV shows. They will ask you to be in one of these movies.
They will.
Are you going to say yes?
Nope.
Ooh.
You heard it here. Jeff Garland is never going to be in a Marvel production.
Hold on.
It's a pledge.
Hold on. Let me be honest with you.
Spring Break 2?
Everything's about...
What if it's a good one?
No, hold on. Well, then, yes, I will. Number one, if it's a good script and a good director, I'm in. But, But it all depends where they film it and who the fuck is in it, because those are the fuckers I'm going to have to hang out with day after day. And I'm not assuming that I'm going to be a hero. I'm someone that works for the government. I know of it. Or I'm Nick Cage's old... I mean, Nick Fury's old friend who wears an eye patch on the other eye. By the way, there you go. By the way, Sergeant,
that's your
podcast. The game part of the show takes about an hour, and we're 22 minutes behind, and we're going to end on schedule.
All right.
So I'm probably just going to give the prizes to the first person who says I'd carry all that shit around.
Where I agree with a choice. When they made him Sergeant Fury, Nick Fury in the comics was a white man.
Mm-hmm.
Samuel
Different
Jackson,
universe.
Great. But that's a good choice. He has the spirit of the character. Like, boom, let's go, Daddy-O. I just hate when they do shit just because.
This is a great episode of By the Way with Jeff Garland.
By the way, that was the name of my podcast, and I'm not bringing it back. It's going to be called Jeff Garland's Lemonade Stand. I swear, that's my new podcast.
Oh, okay.
I'm announcing it here.
What also happens on that show?
I serve up lemonade and I talk to people.
Can I get a Tito's and soda?
You don't
soda?
Need more than that, and I'm not going to be celebrity
Maybe
driven.
A mic.
So the three of you are welcome.
There it is.
No, the truth is, I'm not. I mean, there probably won't be any stars. But the point being is, it'll be delightful. Keep going, Doug. I'm sorry. I'm sorry about.
I live for you coming on my show and constantly telling me to keep going. It really is charming.
By the way,
the listeners love it.
Sorry. By the way, I love when you get.
Everyone
serious.
Knows that I'm ready to keep going.
Hold on.
I've been ready the whole time.
You're
remember
23.
That time you walked off? I'm kind of hoping for that again today.
Did I walk off?
Yeah, you did one time.
Was I late?
You came
something?
Back because you weren't able to talk when you were off stage, so you had to come back and talk some more.
I don't remember, but I'm sure it happened. I believe you, Doug, everything you say.
All right.
Doug Benson.
So we're going to play some games, and I know there's a lot of movie titles are going to come up, so we don't need a story about every movie that we mention.
By the way.
We don't even need your opinion about anything for the rest of the show. We don't need to know whether you like or dislike any of these movies.
How have I done playing your game, and have I ever commented too long on the game part?
I don't recall how you've done, because sometimes you don't finish. But I think you're good at the games.
By the way, for the record, I've been in your tournament of champions.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
That's how good you are.
Yeah, so shut the fuck up.
24 minutes behind.
The last part.
Fellas, just strap yourselves in for a competition that you've never faced, unless you were in the new Avengers movie. Oh, go ahead.
I didn't even love the new Avengers movie, and I feel like I got to defend it.
Yeah.
I did love it.
You did? What's wrong?
No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Doug, back to you.
Yeah. What's wrong with you?
No, it's okay. Doug, I can't wait for you. You know what, Doug? Keep going.
Why do you guys keep triggering Jeff?
Games.
I really want to play this game. But by the way, what do you think of Sconce?
Games!
By the way, it's got a Halloween
feel. No, stop.
I feel like we're celebrating Halloween. So easily
two food orders.
Yeah,
house
look at that, Jeff. There's food orders
two
going
food
out.
Orders since you said it. Okay.
That's right.
Okay, we can't.
Great
we
fries, can't. Great tater tots. Enjoy. Go ahead.
Throw me a tater tot.
We cannot do this. Doug, I'm on your side.
Just throw a tater tot at me.
I would, but I'm crippled.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah, do
yeah!
it!
Yeah! You went for it, and that's what fucking matters. Hell yeah. Keep going, Doug.
I don't hear that very often when you ask somebody to do something. I would, but I'm crippled.
By the way, every guess one you look of my at the shows, person they first. Say that.
Oh, you fucking did it.
You killed it.
You killed it.
Right.
That was awesome.
It
by
is
the way,
that
that's...
No. I kind of do.
When it comes to comedy club stage time.
Wait, could this count as one of the games?
Could you throw one of those at Jeff? Every time Jeff talks, throw one at him. There you go.
You just enjoy them. And by the way, they're making it to your mouth. You don't have zero dexterity. Don't say shit like that. You've got enough, but you have enough to make it from your plate to your mouth. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, four
mm-hmm.
cups. Yeah.
By
the way, wouldn't it be funny if you like
Jeff's a real master of this form, talking to someone who's off mic and not repeating what she's saying.
Okay.
Really interesting to listen to.
All right, so cut that part, Doug. What do you want?
We're not cutting any of this. It's beautiful.
Is this going out live? What are you upset
it's
about?
It's beautiful how terrible this is.
it kind of is.
Yeah.
It kind of
way,
is.
Really is.
By the way, I've made your show
this
today.
This audience is so nice. I've been fighting with audience members lately. It's great to get it up on stage.
Yeah.
Hey, Doug.
You guys get to leave here Doug? And not be able to explain this to anyone.
But no, hold on. We've made today's show kind of like a Nick Cage movie.
It kind of is. Some yeah, people are going to hate it.
All right. If we're going to keep going down this random road, I have to find...
Oh, and I'm the chocolate chip cookies are here. And a burger. Yeah, motherfucker.
I'm going to tell my Nick Cage story. He called up his agent, Sarah. I heard this on the Nick DiGilio radio show. He called up his agent, Sarah, who is a friend of Nick's, and he said at 2 in the morning, Sarah, what's a deli? That's the whole story.
Wow.
Nick Cage, about 10 years ago, needed to find out what a deli was from his assistant.
And
that's public record.
I took him to Cantor's.
Really?
That night.
27
My
minutes.
Agent called me and said, listen to me, I got it on good authority that Nick Cage is confused about delis.
Did you send
Cantor's
in your 50?
Cantor's is open. Take him to Cantor's. He'll enjoy. And maybe you too will do National Treasure 3. All right, go, Doug.
I feel good about this one, Doug. I think it's going to happen.
That was a good talk.
Okay, we've got 7 games to play.
Let's do it.
Now, this first one's called Characters Welcome. Yeah. I'm going to name the little descriptions of the characters that are in the end titles of a motion picture in no particular order, except I obviously want to not give it away immediately. Work up to some of the bigger characters you might actually remember. And just guess as often as you like, Jeff and Dan and Jonah.
Thank you.
And whoever gets it first wins. There's a character in this movie called Pug. Just Pug.
Men in Black.
No.
Cats and Dogs.
Secret Life of Pets.
The truth about Cats and Dogs.
Can I just stop for a second and say how refreshing it is that you guys are guessing the names of movies? Because I've played this game with people that just sit there and go, no, nothing. Like they barely try.
Well, it sounds like a dog name.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are playing the game. Yeah. I'm shocked.
Who would have thought?
Yeah.
Pets.
Deputy Dwayne.
Three billboards outside of Ebbing, Missouri.
That's a fun guess. There's also someone called Female Tourist.
National Lampoon's European Vacation.
Someone called...
Is this the same movie?
It's all from the same movie.
Okay, is this Hatchet 3?
Bone Tomahawk.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Deputy Dwayne.
Couple people. Good.
Go ahead.
Oh, Scream.
No.
Oh,
no.
That was a good one, too. Yeah.
There's someone in this movie called Sweet Girl.
Oh.
Valley Girl.
No.
No.
There's Avengers. Someone, there's someone who goes by the name.
Full title.
Full title. There's somebody who goes by Movie Lady.
Okay.
Pee Wee Herman's Big Adventure.
Oh, that's a good guess.
That's a really good guess.
Yeah.
There's also Slob Guy.
Oh.
The Goonies.
Slob Guy. No.
Yeah.
That's a mean thing to say about Chunk.
Yeah, he's
Revenge
a great
of
man.
The Nerds
I love
part
you,
two.
Jeff Cohen.
Or Sloth Guy. Sheriff Hooper.
And it's not All Stranger done. Things the movie, still Stranger.
Right?
Cannonball Run.
No.
There's that was good.
Yeah, that
no
was good.
No one said good one, Jeff. But you know
good.
What?
It was good. It was
you
good. It was good. It was good.
Fuckers.
Good. Jeff, it was
you
good.
You don't even know what Cannibal Run was. That's back when we made movies that we knew sucked before we got there.
Keep going, Doug. Keep going.
Keep going, Doug.
That was a full title that Jeff just gave.
There's someone called The Judge.
The Judge.
Oh,
Doc
my
Hollywood.
Cousin Vinny. My cousin Vinny.
Grandma?
Oh, I that one.
Grandma's
alone.
Boy.
No.
National Lampoon's Vacation.
Thank you, Jeff. Someone in the audience yelled out,
don't yell
please don't do that.
Yep. This is serious shit.
All right, here's the last name. So one of you better spit this out.
I got shut down on National Lampoon's Vacation.
You know what? I didn't hear it.
Yes.
But it's wrong.
Okay. But that's what a friend does. They let you have a little hope.
Yeah, and they listen.
Yep.
the final name, the top character in this movie.
Sad girl.
Is named Norman Babcock.
Norman
Babcock. Babcock.
Norman Babcock.
Psycho.
No.
Norman Babcock, Deputy Duane, Sheriff Hooper.
No, Norman Babcock.
Due date.
Tourist girl.
You know what, Doug?
Road trip.
What is
it? Stop from the audience. That's too close to true.
I was a bouncer for 7 years.
I was about to say.
And I will make you leave this theater.
Yeah, that's right. Citizen Kane is so close, but not quite right.
Shit.
Hold on.
I did love that pug in Citizen Kane, though.
Yeah. Can we get some clues? Like
Johnny
genre?
Dangerously. Johnny Dangerously.
No. The clue is awesome. The clue is Jeff Garland is in this movie.
Spring Break!
Wait,
we would have hugged. We would have hugged.
Wait, tell me the name of the main character.
Wally.
Norman Babcock.
What the fuck movie did I do with Norman Babcock?
Was your detective movie a movie?
No, it wasn't. That wasn't my movie.
What's the one? I Hate People.
No, that wasn't. It wasn't one of my movies. I don't know what
Scarface.
Movie.
All right, I'm gonna have to turn this into so many good guesses.
What
you
was
guys.
My character's name?
He probably said it.
Norman Babcock's friend.
Are you Norman Babcock?
I think you were a sweet girl.
Oh, wait a second.
No, whoever you were in it, your last name is Babcock. Perry Babcock.
Come on.
Really, though? My last name's Babcock, isn't it?
You're related to the
That's why this is fun.
Hold on. Let me just point out something to you, and let me be really, really clear about this. Most movies that I've done, I've never seen.
Yeah?
I don't. I just do them, and I get the fuck out of there.
But all you need to remember is the character in
Perry
the movie.
Perry Babcock. Is a sleepover?
No.
Are we there yet? One of those ones?
It's animated. Does that narrow it down?
It's not Wally.
I know exactly. It's Paranorman.
That is correct. The name Norman is in the title.
And you guys are clapping. We had to get there.
So I get the points.
Raise your hand if you knew it at some point during when I was saying all the names. Did anybody?
She said she did. Right
yeah,
there.
One. We had one.
Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
That's a good movie, by the way. It's the only animated movie I've done outside of Pixar because that company's good.
Leica. They did Coraline.
Yeah, they're a really good company. Yeah. They make good movies.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
Good job, Jeff.
Thank you. What do I get?
You won that game.
Yep.
And you get to go first.
Yes.
In the game that's going to determine the winner today.
Hmm.
Oh, so, okay.
It takes a second.
Okay.
This game.
All right.
It's called Bennington. It's named after my friend Ron Bennington, great radio host.
Ron Bennington, my first manager of the club, my first ever road gig.
In Florida.
In Florida, that's right. In Clearwater, Florida, I played a gig for Ron Bennington in 1982.
So you go by and see him on his radio show when you're in New York?
I have gone by numerous times on his radio show. He's fantastic.
Great.
Good man. Fucking good man.
So he suggested this game, and so we've been playing it ever since.
Okay.
And it's a movie box office game where, Jeff, I'm going to tell you the name of an actor, and you're going to tell me whether that man or woman, you're just going to name what you think might be their biggest grossing movie of all time.
Okay, great.
After adjusting for inflation.
Right.
According to boxofficemojo.com.
Got it.
And we'll rotate who gets to start each time, but we'll start with you, Jeff, this time. And you each get one guess, but obviously Jeff gets to guess first. Yeah,
I've earned it.
Literally.
Yeah. And if you get one that's anywhere in the top three, you get points for that, and then we'll add it all up and call somebody a winner.
Digging it like your beard, man. People can't see that gentleman's beard, but it's a good, solid beard.
Well, he's doing Dan Harmon cosplay.
By the way, I first sat down here.
Same thing.
By the way, I literally sat down and went, is Dan Harmon here?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he looks like Dan Harmon.
He'd sit up front.
He would.
Just hang out.
All right, go ahead.
Sit in front of an empty plate. What did you eat?
Well, they had the cookies on it. Oh, they took the cookies off. They shared the burger.
Oh, the cookies are off the plate.
Originally shared.
You're right. There's no reason to leave them on the plate. Just push them onto the table.
No, those are hers. He had a split. If they stayed on the plate, he might have eaten them. But he moves them off, so when she's done with her burger, she gets the cookies. Am I wrong?
No.
No, that's love, and that's how comic works right there.
I know. Go ahead, Doug.
Okay. I will.
Butterfly.
The films? What do you think's in the top three? Hopefully number one. The films that have an appearance by Mr. Kumail Nanjiani.
Okay, so.
New movie star.
Okay. So I would say, because
He's whatever, that one Stuber.
Okay.
I would say Stuber.
That just came out, but
yeah,
okay.
But by the way, they put more promotion and budget behind it, so I think even if it didn't do well, it's going to have more money than, like, The Big Sick.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my opinion.
All right. You're kind of helping the other players, but Dan,
that's all right.
Dan, go ahead.
Jonah, you have to win this.
I don't pay attention to his shit. It makes me sad.
Why?
It makes me incredibly sad and jealous.
Does he have a Weird Al cover album?
Yeah, what is he doing right now? Shooting a fucking Marvel movie, that's what.
I know.
And that's his problem.
I don't want to work out all the time.
Your whole response makes me feel like you'll definitely win this. Men in Black 3?
Was he in that?
Full title?
Oh. Over the Pond?
By the way, as someone playing against him...
I think that is the full title.
By the way, I accept that as someone playing against him. Men in Black 3, Over the Pond.
Good.
I fucking accept that.
Because you know he was in...
Yeah, shut up. I just accepted it. Don't defend yourself. I don't even know if Doug did, but let's keep going.
Jonah.
Men in Black International?
That's what I meant by full title.
Yeah.
Okay, so
it's not the
winner.
Fist fight?
It's not the winner either. He had a small part in a... movie, I think, like 7 or 8 years ago, that's pretty big, and I cannot think of what it is.
All right, well, maybe you're going to find out right now, because coming in at number 3, Men in Black International. So that's 1 point for Jonah.
Hey.
Coming
thank
in
you.
At number 2, Goosebumps.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, Great Grandma's Balls. How about that?
And number 1, Central Intelligence.
Oh, which people enjoy.
I guess they did.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was in it because I never watched it.
So you got some points on a plane. There, Jonah. Jonah, you got some points there, number 3.
I did. He's still my friend. I saw Central Intelligence on a plane and I cried. There was a scene where The Rock is getting bullied and then he looks in a reflection and sees himself as like a fat kid when he was growing up. And then I lost it. I had to pause the movie because I was heaving with tears. Because I felt so bad, and it reminded me of myself.
By the way, I'm completely believing you because airplanes, when you're trapped, movies have so much more of an emotional impact.
Yeah.
By the way, all bad movies should be watched on a plane.
Oh, yeah. There's...
before they're reviewed.
That's where I watched Avengers Endgame.
No wonder you like it.
That's why I like it.
And I watched it in my living room where I'm at my happiest.
In the bikini.
No.
Oh.
In the pajamas.
That would be part of the
pajamas and pizza, right.
Let's say it's $1 million. You get $1 million for doing this or this. I'd fucking watch 20 times. I forgot what movie I even said. But keep going.
Titanic, I believe.
Next person. Who goes first this time?
Butterfly.
Dan does.
Okay.
You go third this time, Jeff.
Okay, good.
Gives you time to think. The films of Jack Black.
Ooh. Oh. I know the answer.
What do you think, Dan?
King Kong.
Maybe you'll take the answer away from Jeff.
King Kong, he said.
Jonah?
Jumanji. Welcome to the Jungle.
Ooh, that was close. Jeff?
Was that the right title?
Walk us through it.
The Jumanji one? Was that the right title?
Yeah, the recent Jumanji. It's called Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle.
The first one. Not the one a long time ago. Okay, but I think that's the right one. So I'll just throw out there a... delightful Jack Black. How about, by the way, I'm purposely picking a movie that's not the one. Pick of Destiny.
That.
I know it's not in the top three because Jumanji's just going to destroy everything.
Yeah. Bernie.
Tenacious D in the Pick of Destiny.
Airborne.
Tenacious D in Pick of Destiny.
Airborne, yeah.
Airborne.
Yeah. Right. So I know that's not
that movie's not bad.
No, it's
not. It's great.
Devil's Backbone.
By the way, Jack Black. Any movies he's in, I'm in the audience. Fucking love that guy.
Any movie.
So
you saw the House with the Clock in the Walls.
Yes,
was that
I did.
It? Was
I wrote
that?
It. Yeah. I wrote it.
That was Eli Roth.
Wrote it.
Well, that's another reason to go see it. Not
Eli
just
Roth.
Of Jack Black.
No, my pen name is Jizzamina. So you see, it's written the Princess of Jizzam.
See, you're confusing. I didn't say the house with the cock in its walls.
Good night, every nurse. All right, go ahead. Tell us the three. Go ahead.
Well, I'm not going to just tell you the three, Jeff. By the way, I forgot to say this last time. Big Sick is only at number 7 on Kumail's movies.
Where was whatchamacallit, the stupid Stuber?
Stuber is pretty low because it made about $22 million.
I really don't understand who somebody went, yeah, it's a great idea. one of those. Like if someone came to my office and said, do you want to make Avengers or Stuber? I would say Stuber.
Right.
Keep going. So you thought I was going to say Avengers, but no. I'd rather watch Stuber 30 times than Avengers one more time.
Without ever having seen Stuber, you're making that commitment.
That's correct, sir.
All right.
Because at least I can root for the people in it. Keep going. And it's shorter.
The films... Wait, oh, number... I was going to move on to the next one. This shocked me because it's my favorite Jack Black performance, School of Rock.
Number one.
14.
Whoa, oh, I thought it would be high.
Yeah, that's why I wrote it down because I was surprised.
The point I'm making with you guys, you think that the shit is popular and it's not as popular as you think.
Or it's, you know, it's cable popular and then they make a sequel and then that blows up because, you know what I mean, like Austin
Powers.
But
that hasn't happened with that movie.
No.
Keep going.
No, because I don't think they should make a sequel. I think it's perfect. Number three, Ice Age. He's a voice in Ice Age, I guess.
I didn't remember
those
that.
Movies are huge. Number two, King Kong.
Hey, I'll take
2
it.
Points for Daniel.
And we know number one. Number one is obvious. Go.
Number one, yeah, it's Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle. I mean, that movie is crazy huge.
And by the way, that movie is really good, and Jack Black's performance in that movie, in my opinion, was the best performance of that year by far.
Of any performance by anybody.
Yeah, because I take comedy seriously, and he played a hot girl throughout that whole thing. There was never a moment where you didn't believe that he was a fucking hot girl. Yeah. It was beautiful.
Except when you're looking at him the whole time.
I'm sorry, because I...
But yeah, you're right. He's
no,
great.
No, he was fucking amazing. It's like the greatest performance, I think, in the history of mankind. Eddie Murphy in The Nutty Professor.
It's really good.
I'm just saying,
that performance, there is
nobody else, I don't care what great actor you put, who could do what he did in that movie. That should win a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Are you excited about him being Dolomite?
Very much so.
I think that's
going
to be good.
I don't know that I'm excited. I'm a man. Keep going. Men don't get excited. I've already
tell that to my boner. All right. So who said Jumanji? You did.
I did.
All right. So Jonah got 3 for that. So he's way in the lead here.
That's rare.
We need a big comeback from you guys. Dan has
2.
You got 2 for that. Yeah. And Jeff is here too. And Jonah gets to go first this time. I mean, we're right there. We might as well just say it. The films of Dwayne Johnson.
Oh.
Shit. That's tough.
Right.
They haven't made a movie for Ballers yet, right?
Because that would certainly
I just saw
be
a billboard. Like, Ballers is a new season starting in a few weeks. Like, why does he keep doing... Why does he like doing Ballers?
Because he just likes fucking working. And he is the fucking Rock. And he will do as he pleases. And I swear to God, I will meet him in the ring any fucking time.
But, like, he could just
Your
make...
Your agent
he
is
could
setting up some weird shit.
He could just make all the movies. Like, why is he on this TV show?
He doesn't like his family. Oh. That's all I can guess.
But again, he can make movie after movie. What appeals to him about being this sports agent?
Having an HBO show, because to him, that's like a thing.
And it was
but he's not getting awards for it. The show isn't getting awards.
It was an early project in his production company, I think, with Berg and Wahlberg.
He produces it himself, so that's
why
you think
with Peter Berg and Wahlberg, yeah. So I think it was an establishing project for his production company.
I just don't know why he'd want to wear suits and argue about being, you know, sports agent.
No, it's a big bowl of wrong.
I'll keep watching Cordry.
Many levels.
Yeah, I mean... Anyway,
okay. Go ahead.
This is a tough one because it could be any of the Fast and Furious movies, but I don't know them enough to where which one would be more popular than the other.
If you say mine, you stole mine last time.
Does he show up in Hobbs and Shaw?
The Rock? I don't know. I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it.
I saw it. I saw it. It's great.
Do you remember if he's in it? The Rock?
He's in it a lot.
Okay.
But like as much as like another guy is in it. The guy who plays the other dude.
Jason Statham.
Statham.
Rock.
Or would it say Johnson?
Yeah. Johnson.
But by the way, Statham, no. The Rock, it has to say. Can't say
I
Johnson.
Can't believe it's I just fine. Asked if he anyway, was in Hobbs and Shaw. Yeah, yeah.
You're the one who
I loved
that
it.
One.
That was one of my
Doug,
favorite jokes of the night.
You're responsible for derailing it on that one. But
it
keep
was,
going.
It was a very fun movie. Me. I saw it. One of my favorite parts was there's literally someone going... like Idris Elba's coming into this like you know his like control center and the guy's like we hacked into the mainframe and like I was like wow that was like a first draft line in there
yeah We'll put something better. We'll punch it up when we get on.
And I like the idea of it's like he's because he immediately starts talking about what they did to get the information. But like the idea, like if like Edgar Sepp was like, whoa, how'd you get this information? And he's like, well, we hacked into the mainframe. Okay, thank you for clarifying.
Like a line from the net.
Movie, yeah.
And you ever see a movie and years later you go, was there a writer's strike? All right, go. What's your guess?
I'm just gonna fucking say Jumanji. Welcome to the Jungle.
That's a
hey,
great.
Hey, if it's not broken, guess. Why change it?
Because that's for family, so it's gonna make more money.
Once again, can I just say, fuck you and your guessing, because he's eliminated me by guessing before me. But I will go with San Andreas.
Okay.
Okay.
I can't fault that answer.
But you can argue with San Andreas. Mm. Yeah.
Off mic conversation.
Yeah, talk to the audience more, Jeff.
Okay.
What about you?
I will go with The Fate of the Furious.
The Fate of the
Isn't
Furious?
That what it is?
Which number was that?
That was the last
series.
One.
Not, the number always isn't in the title,
that's
right?
Eight.
Why wasn't it
because
called F8?
Oh, the
F8.
Oh, it
was?
Oh, was?
Eight. Yeah.
F8.
Yeah.
Yeah.
F8. Vivitch.
Yeah. The F8.
Just because
the
that's
furious.
The only full title I can
it's like
remember.
The movie, it's like the movie Seven.
Seven.
Where there's a seven in the middle of the word
right.
Seven.
I know.
And then there's the Vivitch.
I know. I think the one before that is probably better, but I can't remember the full title.
Do you notice
the only other one I know is Walking Tall and it's not Walking
Tall. Because I really do take these games seriously. And they need the proper respect that you three are not giving these games. You need quiet, you need focus. And they need respect. All right, let's go.
I'm sorry, Jeff.
Go ahead, Doug.
I don't think it's my turn.
We all
guessed already?
Yeah.
I guessed the right one.
Yeah.
So whatever was on there was probably the one I said.
Okay, well, we'll see.
You might remember it differently, but yeah, you're so stoned all the time.
We're going to we're gonna get to the answer about 10 minutes from now because I'm going to mention things Jeff might want to talk about.
If you do, you won't hear anything from me because this is the game and it deserves respect.
All right, number three, Jeff.
San Andreas?
No. The Mummy Returns.
Oh.
Really? Are you fucking kidding me, that piece of shit?
Have you seen it?
Nope. But by the way, as a guy who loves all Universal monster movies, I like the original shit. Fuck. They've never made a good remake with any of those monster things. They're all bullshit. Keep going.
Respect the game.
What about The Fly with Jeff Goldblum?
That was not...
That's not a Universal monster, though, is it?
No, it's not.
It's just an old monster movie they
but
remade.
By the way...
What about The Thing? That's a remake.
That's not a
Universal monster movie. What the fuck's wrong with you? And by the way,
I think The Thing is awesome
and The Fly is awesome. Those are both great movies.
Yeah.
But they're not Universal. I was making a point. That's like telling me, oh, the Superman movie sucked. And I said, I'm talking about Marvel movies, you fucker.
But I think Universal made The Thing.
Yeah.
Well, they might have, but it's not.
It's not one of those seven or eight monsters that Jeff's talking about.
Yes.
But like, so the Mummy with Tom Cruise, that you agree that was bullshit, right?
Did not see it because it was wrong.
Yeah. There you go.
It was just wrong that they even made it. And by the way, did anyone watch the trailer? That tells you all you need to know.
How do you feel about Teen Wolf? That's a good updating of a werewolf story.
It's not.
You hate Teen Wolf too?
I've not seen it.
As well?
Also.
I've not seen it. I've not seen any
you didn't
of
like
Teen
the
Wolves.
You didn't like The Mummy. The one with Brendan Fraser. The first one, not Return.
Yeah, the one with Brendan Fraser. The first one's good.
The very original.
No.
Yeah, it's great.
The one with Boris Karloff is the one I'm talking about, you poking. Young fuckers.
Yeah, they did a good job with that first one.
People are so scared of black and white.
Rachel Weisz, Kevin O'Connor's really good.
And by the way, Rachel Weisz is a delight.
Where'd you meet her?
At a gentle lovemaking festival. By the way, I've never met Rachel Weisz, but she's a delight.
God damn it, I'm going to the wrong lovemaking festival. Like, the gentle one, I passed because I was like, that doesn't sound fun.
It's not as good as the Burbank lovemaking festival, of course, which
that
happens.
That one's out of control.
Talk about traffic.
Shit.
I went to the midsummer one. It was not as good.
Oh, no. You didn't get out of there alive unless you were in a bear.
What's number two?
Number two. See, that was my new strategy, is to get Jeff impatient with me talking for too long.
It works when it comes to the game, because it deserves respect.
Number two is Furious 7.
Oh,
Is that all it's called?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Shit, that probably
means I would have not said it right. Yeah, I would have not
said it. I think they should have called it All Furious Sevens Go to Heaven.
There you go.
By the way, if that was the title, would have gone.
And then, you know, I've just been hesitating to say this because it's sort of a foregone conclusion that The Rock's number one movie is Jumanji. Welcome to the jungle. Our winner today is Jonah Ray.
That's never happened. I've never won.
You never won.
I've never won.
Dreams come true at the Burbank Comedy Festival.
Burbank Comedy Festival. I'm so sorry. I treated you like shit.
Jonah, I've only won. This is my first losing experience. And I want to reach my hand across the stage and shake your hand, mister.
Thank you so much. You deserve it.
You're a good man, a funny man. I love what you've done with Weird Al, but I love the way you look sitting next to Doug Benson. And if I could tell you listeners one thing, Doug Benson sparkles on stage. And let me tell you something, Jonah sitting next to him should not even be noticed. And today, he is noticed. There are sparkles coming from three gentlemen to my left. I unfortunately have no sparkle in me today. I'm a little bit overtired. I was working at the dreidel factory until 2 a.m. last night. I'm very tired. And then I had to drive.
You still making those out of clay?
Yes. And I had to drive through. And they're not dry and ready yet. But
You're going right back after this.
I'm going back right back to check, make sure they're dry and ready, because I'll take them out to play. I don't even sell them. I just play with them. But let me just say something. The Burbank Comedy Festival is what holds this country together. And the fact that they're not letting a certain senator or a member of the House of Representatives come and visit the Burbank Comedy Festival, that Trump called and said, I don't want those ladies coming to the Burbank Comedy Festival. And the Burbank Comedy Festival should be ashamed of themselves for not letting those ladies in. They should be allowed to enjoy the delight that we near the Burbank area call the Burbank Comedy Festival.
Anybody that wants to tweet about this episode, be sure to use the hashtags crazygutgut or or hashtag by the way.
Yeah.
And I have one more. I have a tiebreaker, and I think it'd just be fun to throw it out there. Because of the coincidental nature of it.
Did you just smoke some weed?
Yeah,
because your sunglasses are on. Did you do an edible? What the fuck's going on here?
I put the sunglasses on because I'm about to go outside.
Okay.
He's gearing up for it.
I'm going to stay in the dressing room and take a nap. Mm. Keep going.
So this was going to be the tiebreaker, but Jonah ran away with it, so it doesn't matter. So I'm just going to say the name of the... in fact, Jeff, you go first, because we're back to you.
Okay.
The films of Karen Gillan.
I don't know who that is.
Which is interesting, because she's in your favorite Jack Black movie. If she's opposite him in your favorite performance of all time.
Oh, she's, then I'd say Jumanji.
Perfect. Can I go? Guess.
Jumanji.
She's Jumanji lady.
Back, welcome to the jungle. Okay.
Okay, that's your answer?
Yep.
Okay, Dan?
Avengers Endgame.
Yeah, of course. It's the highest grossing movie of all time.
Is she in it?
Yeah. Nebula.
Who's Nebula? Oh, she's the one who's like...
Gamora's sister.
Her sister.
Yeah. Yeah,
because that was a good point in the story. They won't know who I am if I put this on my head. Mm. Boy, she makes the Avengers look fucking dumb, man.
All creatures here below.
Oh, that's it. By the way,
I
want to
change my answer. Can I change my answer?
No.
Sure. Avengers Endgame.
That's Dan's answer.
I know, but it's not as gross.
Also, we're not even playing anymore.
I know, but it matters to me because the game is to be taken seriously.
Number 10 is a movie that I enjoy very much for Karen. If you haven't seen it, check out In a Valley of Violence. It's got one of the best screen dogs in it. She was in Stuber. That's number 8 on her list. But number 1, of course, is Avengers Endgame. Number 2, Avengers Infinity War. And then number 3 is Jumanji. That's how big those Avengers movies are, because Jumanji was also
huge. But that wouldn't have helped him?
Huge.
Yeah. Can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
What's, do you have a list of mine?
A list of your movies?
No, the top grossing ones.
Well, Box Office Mojo just... I don't want to say it's random, but like some actors you look up, they don't do it for them. And so I don't know if they do it for you or not.
By the way, I am in there. I've checked.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So what are your top 3, you think?
I don't know.
Do you know what
I don't see my movies. I forget what
Do you know
I'm
what
in.
Your known fors are on IMDb?
Cock Johnson.
Okay.
In the Cock Johnson story.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Vereen in the Cock Johnson story. Mm-hmm. And Miss Natalie Cole in the Cock Johnson story.
I think your top three, Jeff, would be number one would be Toy Story 3, number two would be Wall-E, and number three would be Toy Story 4 with a bullet.
Pixar, I think. But by the way, I'm about to break all my records this coming Christmas.
Oh, really?
I'm in a big fucking movie.
Oh, I thought you were just going to destroy all your vinyl.
No, the biggest movie of the year, I am in. And there'll be a toy of me, and my character has a name, even though I don't know it.
The things I'm going to do to that toy. What's the movie called?
I actually don't even know, but it's...
It's a secret movie? You can't...
Are you doing a Nolan movie?
No, it'll be the biggest movie of the year.
And that's all you can tell us about it?
Anyone knows what that is.
The next Jumanji movie.
Nope.
Oh, no, not
what
Avatar's
movie is
not coming
out
this
December
year.
That will probably gross maybe
Star Wars.
I didn't say it. And maybe somebody is an alien.
Are you the guy in Star Wars that's like
like Judah Friedlander was? Well, I'm like, is that Judah?
Yeah, that was
Are you the guy that goes, "That's worth four potions"?
Or are you going to go, "That's my ship"?
I'm not saying.
Are you doing a belly flop contest in it?
Yeah.
By the way, that would be awesome if I played Crazy Gut and I just appeared floating in space. That would be awesome. Yeah.
Well, we have to make way for more exciting shows here at the Comedy Festival at Flappers. Jeff Garland, do you have anything you want to plug? I know you're not a guy that goes around plugging stuff.
I am far too successful not to worry about plugging on your fucking show.
Exactly.
All the things that I do, it will not make a
difference. It's not going to make a difference. I can't help the Star Wars franchise. It's dying on its own.
I have a new Netflix special called Our Man in Chicago. Watch for that.
Oh.
Yeah. And I Curb is coming back. We filmed that already. I have my first photo show at the Leica Gallery in January. Everything's in January. So anyone listening to this in January, head on out and see what I'm doing. But by the way, in all sincerity, that's the first
hashtag
time.
By the way.
Hashtag Jeff Garland's Lemonade Stand will be back out probably in the October area.
Wayne, where do you do that? Are you going to do that
here? It'll be all over the world. I'm going to do it in front of your house one day.
Oh, Dean.
Oh, I totally am.
Okay. How many glossies are you going to have at your photo show?
Oh, glossies? Hold on, let me call my agent. Hold on, I apologize. Hello? Yeah, Sal? Listen, how many of my photo show, how many glossies should we give out? What the hell are you talking about? Who this said something? It's a photo show. You don't hand out your glossies. You sell the pictures that you took. You should not be in any of the pictures. If they're a selfie, then you're
HQ's about to start. I'm not going to miss it for this.
By the way, here's what I'd like to plug. I want to plug Mindhunter. What's it called?
Mindhunter.
Hey, Jeff, next time try BTW. It's fun to abbreviate.
Mindhunter. Mindhunter on
save
Netflix.
10 minutes.
I like that show. Let me plug that.
The time we could have saved on the show if he said BTW.
I know.
Dan Van Kirk,
yes.
Tell us what you got coming up.
If you're in L.A. on August 29th, Thursday at 8 o'clock, I'll be running my hour at UCB Theater. So anybody here in this room that wants to come, go to the UCB Franklin location
on
the 29th.
When you say running your hour, are you doing a special?
Yes.
For who?
Well, we are recording it for my album.
Oh, for your album?
Yeah.
You're making an album?
I am.
Look at you, you fucker.
Thanks.
You're going back in time, making an album. Fuck the special. I'm going to make an album.
I know.
People are going to listen and use their imaginations.
I would love
it. I say good for you, you fuckhead.
Thank you.
And I say the album's with all, like, love.
I know. The album's called Good For You, You Fuckhead.
By the way, great title.
It actually is a pretty good title. And then in September on the 9th at Largo, doing a live Dumb People Town with the Sklar Brothers. And I'm headlining in Jacksonville, Florida at the Comedy Zone the 12th through the 14th of September. And then the beginning of October, doing the Red Clay Comedy Festival. And Rory Scovel and I will both be there doing stand-up. So we're going to do a live Pen Pals
Can I say something about all your work?
Yeah.
It's amazing you can keep track.
You're
a young person with a sharp mind. Keep going.
Oh, thanks so much. And then I will be the 13th of October doing a live Dumb People Town at the Bell House in Brooklyn. And then the 14th up until the 16th, I'll
this
be dates on
nuts.
Daniel Van Kirk. And then the 16th, or the yeah, the 16th through the 19th, I am headlining Zany's in Chicago.
Oh, look at
Go
that.
Go to Daniel nice. Van Kirk nice. For all those dates, and there's a lot of tour dates around then as
hold
well.
Hold on, hold on. What's the nice. Date you're hold on, be in
hold
Chicago?
On, hold on, hold on.
I will be
hold
at Zany's the 16th through the 19th of October.
Of October. I might be there because I have spare season tickets.
Ooh, let's go to a Cubs playoff game.
By the way, maybe. The World Series will be over at that point.
No, will not. It'll be two weeks away.
No.
October? Middle of October?
Don't you understand they're playing them all in one day this year?
Oh, shit.
Finally. Get it the fuck over with.
So go to DanielVanKirk.com. There's a lot of other dates in the Midwest and the East Coast in and around October and November. I hope I see you there.
And he's funny. Right on. He's a good man. So go see them all.
Right on. Jonah Ray.
I got that Weird Al EP. You Can't Call Me Al. It's out on all digital platforms.
How did someone get a hold of it if they wanted to buy like an actual?
Well, we sold out of the vinyl pressing.
Oh, so it's
we're
all
gonna,
gone.
Yeah, so we're gonna repress the vinyl, and then but right now it's available digitally and on cassette through Burger Records out of Fullerton. We're doing the they got that going, and then I'm also I got a. My podcast, Jonah Radio. If you have a band or you're a musician of any sort, we take submissions and play. We're on the Sklarbro Country Network.
They have their own podcast network?
Yeah.
Look at those twin fuckers.
Twin fuckers that? Sound good like guys them. That fuck twins.
It's a great indie band.
Jeff really spices up the plugs part of the show.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. Doug Loves Movies is going to be...
Oh!
Doug Loves Movies
Wait, I wasn't done!
Oh.
Doug, he's not me. Let Jonah finish.
Jonah, you know, Jonah, I'm almost equally mad at all three of you.
But Doug, I'm not mad at you. You sparkle. You're a fucking great fucker.
I heard about that earlier in the show, and I love hearing
Jonah
about
finish,
it over and over
I'm
again.
I'm curious. I want
to
know.
Thank you so much. I was just going to take the opportunity to thank Doug for having me on the podcast. It really means a lot to me. But yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm glad I cut that off. Do you really have anything else?
No, and then also
Jesus.
The Mystery Science Theater 3000.
You just said,
is
no,
also,
I don't. Come on. Douglas.
By the way, Doug,
God fucking damn it! Turn his mic off.
No, here's mine. You ready?
Douglas Movies
I want to
is at.
That
I've got to say this, Jeff, and
Hold
we're
on.
Done. We're
Hold
done.
On. Let
we're
me say
done.
One thing. Let me say one
I did
thing.
This to you once before. Give me your fucking microphone. Remember how we fought over the microphone that one time? Do you remember this? Do you remember? Doug Loves Movies is coming to Good Nights in Raleigh, North Carolina on Saturday, August 24th. And we'll be back at UCB Franklin on Tuesday, August 27th at 8 o'clock. As always, positive energy.
Yes.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you.